Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave atmosphere layer in Ableton Live 12 using what I call the subsign method, plus a few groove pool tricks to get that jungle and old school DNB feel. Now, this is not just about making a pad. We're making something more interesting than that. We want a moving atmospheric based texture hybrid, something that can sit under chopped breaks, dusty samples, and a deep 170 BPM roller without getting in the way. The big idea here is simple. In classic jungle and old school drum and bass, a lot of the vibe comes from space around the drums and sub. So instead of stacking a giant synth, we're going to use a clean sign-based layer, shape it, dirty it up a little, and then give it groove so it feels human and alive. First, set up your Ableton project at 170 BPM. If you want it a little more old school jungle, anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM is fine. Create three tracks, one for drums, one for the sub atmosphere, and one optional track for extra effects or texture. Keep things simple at first. A chopped breakbeat is perfect here, because the atmosphere will make more sense when you hear it against drums. Also, leave yourself headroom. Don't push the master too hard while you're building. Aim to keep a healthy amount of space, roughly around minus 6 dB of headroom if you can. Now let's build the sound. On your sub atmosphere track, load operator. Start with oscillator on a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators for now. Keep it clean and simple. If you need a low pass filter, fine, but at the beginning I'd keep it open and just listen to the pure tone. Shape the amp envelope so the sound feels smooth but not lazy. A good starting point is a very short attack, around 0 to 10 milliseconds, a decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, and a release around 120 to 300 milliseconds. You want it to breathe a little, not click, and not just hang there forever unless that's the effect you want. Now create a MIDI clip and write long notes. Start with one bar notes, or even two bar notes if you want a deeper, more spacious feel. A root note like D or F often works really well for darker moods. In drum and bass, especially in atmospheric stuff, a simple root note can go a long way, because the rhythm and texture do the heavy lifting. This is the key to the subsign method. The sine wave gives you a pure low foundation, but it does not have to stay boring. We're going to turn it into something with character. After operator, add saturator. Keep it subtle at first. Try a drive setting around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. If the sound feels too plain, add just a touch more color. We're not trying to crush it. We're just warming it up and giving it some retro edge. Then add auto filter after the saturator. Set it to low pass and start with a cutoff somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz. Add a little resonance, but don't go crazy. You just want a bit of movement and focus. At this stage, you can automate the filter or draw in clip envelopes so it opens slightly at certain moments. Maybe keep it more closed in the intro for mystery, then let it open before the drop or during a breakdown. That tiny movement makes a big difference. It gives the impression of tension and release, which is a huge part of jungle and rave energy. If you want even more old-school grit, add redux very lightly. Just a little downsampling or bit reduction can make the tone feel more dusty and sampled. Be careful though, too much and you'll destroy the sub character. We want grime, not mush. Now let's give the part some rhythm. Instead of only holding long notes, add a few short stabs or offbeat pulses in the MIDI clip. A good beginner pattern is a long root note with a short pickup before bar 2, or a couple of offbeat hits between snare hits. You can also do a call and response pattern, where one note happens in the first bar and a couple of shorter notes answer in the second bar. This is where groove pool comes in. Open it up in Ableton Live 12 and drag in a groove, maybe an MPC style swing or a groove extracted from a breakbeat. Start moderate. Try timing around 55 to 65%, random around 2 to 8%, and velocity around 5 to 15%. Apply that groove to the MIDI clip and listen carefully. The part should lean into the beat a little, not wobble all over the place. We want human looseness, not sloppy timing. If the groove feels too shuffle heavy, back it off, and rely more on note lengths and tiny timing shifts. For jungle vibes, little offsets often feel more authentic than a huge swing. Now play the atmosphere against the breakbeat. This is where you'll really hear whether it works. Listen for how it sits with the kick and snare. Does it leave room for the ghost notes and hats? Does it hit with the kick without masking the snare? If it feels too straight, shorten some notes, move one note a little late, or let one note ring longer for contrast. A really useful mindset here is this. The atmosphere should feel like it's circling the drums, not sitting on top of them. In old school DNB, the drums are already moving a lot. Your atmosphere should support that motion, not compete with it. If you want to add more life, Use a subtle movement layer. Autopan can work really well if you keep it gentle. Try a rate of half a bar or one bar, with only a small amount of movement. If you want a little more harmonic edge, duplicate the track and layer a soft saw or a pulse sound one octave above, then low pass it so it stays atmospheric. Keep the sign as the main sub, foundation and let the upper layer carry the character. You can also resample. This is a great jungle style workflow. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a few bars of the moving atmosphere. Then you can slice it, reverse parts of it, fade it, or reuse it as audio texture. That collage feel is very much in the spirit of old school jungle. Now let's clean up the low end. Add EQ 8 after your main processing. If needed, high pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the sound gets muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's any harshness, tame a narrow area around 1 to 3 kHz, and keep the actual low end centered and mono. If the sound is too wide, use utility and pull the width down to 0% for the sublayer, or split the sound into two layers. Keep the sub mono and let only a higher texture layer go wide. That's a classic way to keep the track punchy while still sounding spacious. Now think about arrangement, because this matters just as much as sound design. You can use this atmosphere in the intro, where it starts filtered and sparse. You can use it in a build-up, where the filter opens and the movement becomes a little more noticeable. You can tuck it under the main bass line in the drop to add mood without taking over. Or you can use it in a breakdown, where it breathes with reverb tails and delay throws. A simple arrangement idea could be this. Bars 1 to 8, atmosphere only with filter drums. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the breakbeat. Bars 17 to 24, add the main bass line. Then maybe strip the drums out briefly and let the atmosphere ring for tension before the full drop hits again. That kind of structure makes the part feel intentional, not just looped. For space, use reverb and delay carefully. I recommend putting reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track rather than directly on the sub layer. Keep the send subtle, with a short pre-delay and a moderate decay. Also filter the low end out of the reverb return, so the sub stays clean. For delay, echo on a separate return works nicely. Try a 1/8 or 1/4 time. Filter out the lows and add a little modulation if you want the tapish wobble. Again, the goal is atmosphere above the sub, not a washed out low end. Once everything is feeling good, bounce or freeze and flatten if needed so you can treat it like audio. Trim the clips, fade out clicks, and test it against the drum loop. Check it in mono too. If it disappears in mono, simplify the stereo processing and lean more on the mid-range texture. If it overwhelms the break, just turn it down a few dB before reaching for more processing. Here's a good beginner rule. If the atmosphere sounds exciting only when it's loud, keep working. It should still read when it's quiet. The vibe should be there even at a low monitoring level. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the sub-atmosphere too loud. Don't spread the low end too wide. Don't overdo saturation or bit reduction. Don't make the groove so strong that it sounds obviously swung. And don't fill every space with notes. In fast music like DNB, less is often more. If you want a darker, heavier sound, you can duplicate the layer and split it by frequency. Keep one track as a clean mono sub, and make a second high-passed version with more distortion and texture. Blend that texture quietly underneath the clean layer. That gives you weight plus minus. Another strong move is a tiny filter sweep over 8 bars. Even a small cutoff change can add a lot of life. You can also sidechain the atmosphere slightly from the kick, just enough to clear space. And if you want a proper old-school transition, resample a tail, reverse it, and place it before a snare or impact. For practice, make one 16-bar retro rave atmosphere sketch. Use a sine wave and operator. Create two layers if you can. Keep the MIDI phrase simple with only a couple of pitches. Apply one groove pool groove, make a second variation with a different groove amount, and then test it against a breakbeat. Try one version dark and dusty, one version brighter and more rave-like, and one version minimal and ghostly. Then pick the one that feels most like a real old-school jungle intro. So to recap, build the foundation with a sine wave and operator, warm it with subtle saturation and filtering, use groove pool to make it feel human and old-school. Keep the low end mono and controlled, and place it in the arrangement like a real DNB record. That's the sub-sign method. Simple on the surface, but when you groove it right, it can bring a whole track to life. Alright, let's get into it and make that atmosphere breathe.